Are you ready for Soberilla? My name's Dan. I'm an alcoholic. If we could begin this with a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer. Prayer. Our Father. To accept the things I can. Okay, Bill's going to come up and read the preamble. How many here for their first Soberilla? Amazing. How many in their first year of sobriety? Almost a dozen.
Morning, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning? Welcome to Soberilla. I'm an alcoholic. My name's Bill. My home group is the 164 group. My sobriety date is May 19th, 1988. The 164 preamble. We are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word. There are no fees or dues whatsoever. The only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. Excuse me. We are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, nor do we oppose anyone. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. And you'll figure out what book we're talking about here during this presentation we're going to have today. Thank you.
Okay, one of the things I learned along the way is it's good to set aside some of the old ideas so I can be teachable. On page 42, it says it meant I would have to throw several lifelong conceptions out the window. On page 49, it says, we who have traveled this dubious path beg you to lay aside prejudice, even against organized religion. On page 47, do not let any prejudice you may have against any spiritual terms deter you from honestly asking yourself what they mean to you. Heavenly Father, we recognize your presence with us today, and we invite you to stay all day and help people be open-minded to learn new things. Please set aside everything I think I know about myself, the 12 steps, the big book, the meetings, my disease, and you, God, so I may have an open mind and a new experience with all these things. Please let me see the truth. And Brian's going to come up and read the steps from the original manuscript.
Hello, everybody. My name's Brian. I'm a recovered alcoholic. Now we think you can take it. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as your program of recovery. One, admitted we were powerless over alcohol and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over the care of God, to the care and direction of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we were entirely willing that God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly, on our knees, asked him to remove our shortcomings, holding nothing back. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make complete amends to them all. And nine, we made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. And 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And 11, we sought through prayer and meditation to improve our contact with God, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual experience as the result of this course of action, We tried to carry this message to others, especially alcoholics, and to practice these principles in all our affairs. You may exclaim, what an order, and I can't go through with it. Do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints, and the point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we have set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Our description of the alcoholic, the chapter through the agnostic, and our personal adventures before and after have been designed to sell you three pertinent ideas. A, that you are alcoholic and cannot manage your own life. B, that probably no human power can relieve your alcoholism. And C, that God can and will. If you are not convinced on these vital issues, you ought to reread the book to this point or else throw it away.
In some kind of ways, I think that he just left it alone, we'd have been all right. Again, my name is Dan, I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is January of 1984. And my first AA meeting was in 1980 in a mental institution up in North Florida. That's what we used to call treatment centers back then. It was a state hospital, actually. I wasn't ready to accept that I was an alcoholic. I was proud that I was into drugs, you know, I was a recovering drug addict. I drank for 4 more years after I got out of that hospital, and I was struck sober when I was 23 years old. Okay. I was going to regular discussion meetings. Something happened when I was about 18 years sober. I got more spiritually thirsty. I started getting more involved. The computer had come along. I started getting more involved in listening to recordings. Started with Joe and Charlie. Then I went out and found other things that I listened to. I started getting more involved in the practical program of action. And I started seeking out other like-minded people in meetings. Well, I was going to clubhouse meetings. Y'all come on in and sit down. There's plenty of seats over here. There's some in the middle, some over here, some down front. So I was going to clubhouse meetings. They had a big book meeting one day a week, so I was always there. And 40 people in the room, and they'd read a couple of paragraphs, and I'd say something about the two paragraphs. Usually Max would say something about the two paragraphs, and then somebody else would talk about their crappy day. Okay, and this went on and on. And after a few weeks, Max came over to me after the meeting, says, Dan, I really think you'd enjoy this solution-based meeting that we have over here on Thursday night. It's a small meeting. It's called Mad Dogs. And our topics are directly out of the big book. And that's all we talk about is what's in the big book. We don't talk about what's going on outside the rooms. We talk about the practical program of action. And that was my first taste of a solution-based type meeting. Now, the 164 group was already formed, but I didn't know anything about them. Well, the 164 group has always had some missionaries. And one of the first speakers I heard from the 164 group was Brett Boyer. And then the next one I heard that came over to Mad Dogs that led the meeting was Toby. So I heard about the 164 group on the other side of Tampa, so I started going to meetings over there. Before long, some of my other friends, like Bill and Eric in the back, I've known both of them well over 30 years. There's a men's group in Tampa that we went to meetings at Monday Night Men's in Temple Terrace. We had reunions where there would be 15 to 18 guys, and the number of years of sobriety would be 400 to 500 years, you know, and guys that we've known all these years, you know, circle of friends that you can develop over time that you can depend on and that you can call anytime. So at that point, I discovered the 164 group, stuck with it. After a while, Bill and I and some other people started a meeting at USF, a 164 meeting. We had that meeting for 7 years. I currently live in Citrus County, and we have 164 meetings at the club up there in Citrus County. And it's a pleasure to be here. It's a real honor to be part of the 164 group and to be invited to be involved in this right here. And welcome to Soberilla. I hope you guys have a great time today. And our first speaker on steps 1, 2, and 3 is Jerry. And it's time for Jerry to come on up.